January 13, love so amazing. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16. Having undertaken the work of man's redemption, the Father would spare nothing, however dear, that which was essential for the completion of his work. He would make opportunities for men. He would pour upon them his blessings. He would heap favor upon favor, gift upon gift, until the whole treasury of heaven was open to those whom he came to save. Having collected all the riches of the universe and laid open all the resources of his divine nature, God gave them all for the use of man. They were his free gift. What an ocean of love is circulating, like a divine atmosphere around the world. What manner of love is this, that the eternal God should adopt human nature in the person of his Son and carry the same into the highest heaven? All the heavenly intelligences were watching with intense interest the warfare that was going on upon the earth that Satan claimed as his dominion. Every moment was big with eternal realities. How would the conflict end? The angels looked for the justice of God to be revealed, his anger to be aroused against the prince of darkness and his sympathizers. But lo, mercy prevailed. When the Son of God might have come to the world to condemn, he came as righteousness and peace, to save not merely the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, but all the world, every son and daughter of Adam who would believe on him, the way, the truth, and the life. What an exhibition of the love of Jehovah. This is love without a parallel. Our Redeemer determined on nothing less than that through his merits the love of God should be transfused through the soul that believes in him. As our life, the vitality of God's love is to circulate through every part of our nature, that it may abide in us as it dwells in Christ Jesus. United with Christ by living faith, the Father loves us as the members of Christ's mystical body, of which Christ is the glorified head.